Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Dual, a weekly podcast talking about Days of Our Lives and other off-screen drama related to Days of Our Lives, and as the diva usually says, sometimes lost episodes. I'm Anna, filling in for Carrie tonight. She's off doing fireworks, and so Marianne and I are going to try to make some fireworks of our own here. We'll see how that goes. So Marianne, you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So,
We had a short week this week.
Yeah. Probably mercifully so.
Yeah, only 3 days, and then Wimbledon saved us, so. Yes, I guess you could say.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Good point. So you want to start out with the off-screen stuff first, or?
I don't know if Kara's going to come in later, but the off-screen. You mean Nelson?
Yeah.
Little Nelson getting fired.
Yeah.
So Carl, although he said, but he saw it coming, and like if you believe him, it's they were going to get rid of me anyway because we're going down to only a few, with the other soaps being, canceled, and there wouldn't be much need, and he saw it coming. Yeah, well, I don't think so. I think what he said on air about Christian Alfonso is what did him in. Did you think that, or?
What's that?
I said, what he did on Twitter really is what did him in, not... I mean, he can make all the excuses he wants.
And in a,
about
and in
it was like budget
shop.
Cut because soaps were getting canceled and they're not going to need him as much. I mean, I don't know. I don't believe that. I don't think he would have never tweeted that. He would still be working with TV Guide.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think that there was increasing pressure for them to let him go because of that. I mean, it was obviously unprofessional. And, I mean, like we've said, nobody likes to see anybody getting fired. I mean, it's not something you wish on anyone or anything. Even the characters that we don't want to see on the show, we feel bad for the actors if they let go or whatever.
No, because I am.
Yeah, that's true. Because, nobody wants to be, Lord knows, with the economy being the way it is, everybody finds
how that is.
Lost a job at one point, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But so from the human standpoint, the bottom line is it was pretty much indefensible what he was saying about Christian, and Lord knows he said a lot of other things too over time. So and it's one thing even if it was his private Twitter account, he still represented TV Canada or TV Guide Canada.
Yeah, he said he should be able to say what he wants there, but.
Who's going to fire us? We have a lot of corporate sponsors or something? Come on.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
it's
still representative of
them.
We're not,
this type of blog and this type of show is very different from what he was doing. He was actually getting paid to represent, TV Guide Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And, there may very well have been budgetary concerns, but I think this was definitely the tipping point. If there was one, it was.
Even if they were considering it or cutting him back, they might even have considered cutting him back or something.
Right.
But
he was
everywhere.
I didn't. I didn't actually follow him on Twitter because I really was not a fan.
No.
But
I didn't either.
But occasionally someone would retweet something or whatever. And, I'm sorry, but we have our favorites. We love the vets. We love certain characters more than, whatever. We have our favorites, and we're not afraid to say it. But, again, we're not working for TV Guide Canada or TV Guide USA or anybody else.
Right.
And it's a free country, whatever. But it's just it was very obvious, even on Twitter, that he totally, had – certain favorites that he was always kissing up to and everything. And fine, if you're friends and everything, great with these people, but, you know, with the people that he was treating that way. But at the same time, you know, don't ignore the other people, or don't be obnoxious or rude or insulting to the others, even if they're not your, you know, friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I kind of, and, you know, I like the diva said, I'm, you know, the diva's off watching fireworks right now. Hopefully they're getting some good ones. So we wish she could be here tonight, and she wishes she could be here tonight. But, you know, like she said in her blog the other day that, well, what did she say? Lost in train of thought. I don't know. What are your thoughts on it? I mean,
I didn't follow him on. I didn't follow him on Twitter. So I really, and I came in the middle of all this, and it was like,
yeah.
And after I read it on the blog, what she had posted on the blog of the whole conversation. Between her and then Crystal Chappelle got into it, and he's more or less a Crystal Chappelle fan, and supports her, and which is great, which he has every right to do, but he shouldn't be support her and putting down another actress at the same time. I mean,
right.
I think fan base wars are so stupid too.
I mean, really, it's a TV show.
I mean,
they're
characters.
You know?
That's all.
But,
you can be passionate about your character, but not at the expense of another one.
Yeah,
or
you're attacking
an actor. Yeah,
and
it's not their fault.
You know,
I mean, it's the writers. They're writing it, you know. And then, and Crystal Chappelle should have known better too. And she
Crystal was a part of it. Yeah, she was certainly fed the fire.
And she tried to
so.
Say she didn't do anything wrong. Well, she did. In a sense,
how
she
many,
was defending
how
him.
Many interviews? Yeah, how many interviews has she given where she basically backpedaled and everything? It's like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I have to say, you know, I know with what Carrie wrote the other day. You know, she wasn't trying. She said, like she said, she's people friendly. She's not like anti-gay or anti-anybody. She's people friendly. You know, not. And wants to be.
Oh, no, we're not being anti-gay.
But what I'm saying, because somebody had posted that and they asked, you know, like,
right,
you know,
I saw
like
that.
But you know, I have to be honest.
They missed the point.
if he had said something like that, or if somebody who is heterosexual had made a comment equivalent to what he was saying about Christian that had to do with their sexual orientation, his butt would have been fired on the spot. You know, so it took a few days. It took 3 or 4 days or 5 days or however long, but it was finally, I'm glad they made the decision they made it because it's of the principle of it.
And shouldn't he be impartial too? As I guess they have their own personal opinion too, I guess.
No,
and they can
I
do
mean,
their
like,
favorites, but they shouldn't be
yeah.
like Michael Fairman. He probably has his favorites and he talks up who he likes, but I have never heard him. Or any,
right.
you know, cut down somebody else, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I know he loves One Life to Live, and I know he, you know, I mean, there are certain things that he definitely loves, but, I mean, we're all like that. We all like some things more than others, but it's just the way you handle it and the way you go about it and the way you treat the people, you know, the other people. So, I think... they made the right decision. I'm sorry to see anybody lose their job, but you know what? There have been some things in that column before that were not necessarily, we'll just leave it at that. But
yeah, well, she says
anyway,
in here if it wasn't Crystal and Nelson, but two other individuals, would they have gotten the same kid glove treatment? I don't know.
Exactly.
Right, they would have. Yeah, I think.
Save Jack and Jennifer in the chat room just said, I wish I got paid to tweet. You'd be making a lot of money if you did, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I love it. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with promoting your column or whatever. I mean, but it's just, and then you could see from his private chat that was obviously some unfriendly people were in that chat because they exposed him. But it was clear that
he was just
the work.
Yeah. Apologized. He didn't even, he like gloated.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, couldn't he have said, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have talked like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I should have been impartial.
Exactly. People are pretty, forgiving Because we all know we could make a mistake and say something we regret.
Yeah, we all get,
later
and we're all passionate about our favorites, and we do go and we do dish some of the other. And sometimes we mean to say it about the characters, and sometimes there's some actors we don't like, and we can say that. Yeah. But yeah,
right.
And maybe we regret it afterwards.
But yeah, I mean, you did bring up a good one with Michael Fairman. That's a good example of someone who, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, I mean, I would like to see a little more Days of Our Lives coverage, but I have a feeling that'll be happening, you know, in the next 6 months or so. But, you know, I know also that he's also trying to promote these shows that are going to be canceled. He wants to, you know, mm-hmm. give them as much credit and support as possible. So, I mean, he, like you said, he doesn't bash people. He's professional. And since that is his career or his job or whatever, you know, passion mm-hmm. or whatever that he has, you know, he's professional about it. So I kind of think it's like Franco got a pass for a long time, and I think it finally caught up with him is the way I'm looking at it. But
mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was big news in the soap world. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So we'll see if there's any other fallout.
See
from that,
how Twitter
but,
can get you in trouble?
That's right.
Twitter can get you in trouble, I'll tell you.
That's right.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So you probably paid closer attention to this show than
to
I did.
The
I think
show.
I might have
well, yeah.
During
yeah.
Some
well,
of the
yeah. I did pro chance. Well, knowing that you know we were going to have this tonight, I kind of figured. Well, you know, as I'm watching it, I should jot down some things because by the time
That's
the end
good.
Of the week comes, I will completely forget because it was completely forgettable.
Forgettable.
Yeah. So okay, some of the things that stand out. Okay, this whole thing. Bo and Hope, the one thing is covering Brady's ass. Now, you know, we're covering Brady's ass, but we're out to get EJ, okay? You know, and then it's
yeah.
so ironic. You know, Brady, he beat up EJ, chicken shit, he beat up EJ, and they know it, Victor, and Bo's covering it up. Not, you know, they're
yeah.
not reporting it because they're trying to get EJ, and that's how they're justifying it. Because, you know, EJ's worse, and we got to stop EJ, so we're going to cover this up.
Exactly.
And then you have Jen covering up for Carly. You know, she knows
yeah.
she's the head of the – she's working for the hospital, represents the hospital,
yeah.
knows that Carly's stealing these drugs and using them and wants to help, you know, isn't going to report her,
mm-hmm.
which I guess maybe,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I
yeah.
can understand that.
I can understand everybody's motivations on all that, covering for friends.
But
they're hypocritical because they're the first to cast the stones
yeah.
against Damaris, but yeah,
right. And there's the Hortons and the Brady's
too.
It.
Yeah,
and they
and
use
honestly,
the law and they stretch it
yeah.
a little bit.
Which
yeah.
honestly,
yeah.
if you're gonna be a a gangsta, you know, it's better to be a gangsta all the way instead of
yeah.
a gangsta in the police department. That's worse, you know. So
as
I mean,
you can
I love
tell,
the Brady's. I love the Hortons.
We're, I'm a Damira, you know, fan. You know,
yeah.
so. But
I mean, I just thought that was. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's a, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've found the Carly story very let's just say not compelling. Particularly, it seems like it's the same. Probably even the actress got tired of doing it. I mean, it seemed like it was basically the same scene.
Yeah.
It
sure took them long
time.
Enough to realize she was using something. Come on.
I know. It's pretty funny. I'm like, hey, if I want to use
it. Daniel's a doctor.
I
want to
steal drugs,
I'm
going to go work for Salem University Hospital. Or my nickname for Salem University Hospital is S-U-X, you know, Salem University, and then I add an X, S-U-X for sucks with an H on the end.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just kind of comical. All these genius people. I mean, Daniel's when he started on the show, wasn't he like one of the top paid miracle doctors of all time? And he could cure everything from Ebola virus to, you know, herpes
oh,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I don't
to be
know.
The best there was.
You know,
yeah, really, yeah.
And yeah, he's definitely the best at groping patients. And which, of course, he's moved on to Jennifer. It's like, you know, I just wanted to have a scene where it's like, oh, Kate, Chloe, and Chelsea were so last week's, patient load.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm on to a new patient load here, you know. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. So, poor Jennifer. Let's hope she's rescued soon. And I mean soon.
Yes, Jack, come back. When is he coming back anyway? Come on, Jack and Jen. Now, when is Matt Ashmore? Is this one of these ones he's coming back, but we're not sure he is? It's not really official yet? Is that true? Because John and Marlena technically aren't official yet, and now I'm hearing Terry and Austin. And I'm even hearing Brian DeTillo, the rumor is out there.
I know, I saw that. Somebody was starting a rumor like Save Jack does.
It sure didn't sound like it. It sounded, woohoo, Brian's coming back today.
I know.
I read it, and I thought, well, I know, what's going on here? And then I'm like looking all over. I'm going to Daytime Royalty. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing anything else. I'm thinking, oh, maybe that was that person's just wishful thinking, maybe. So, but I still have a feeling that he's coming back. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope so. I would
think in the next couple of weeks we should know by the end of July, August, September, anybody that's coming back that's going to be with these new stories, they should be starting to come in the next few weeks. We'll be starting
and
to come back to film.
How much do you love the new head writers, especially Marlene, that she tweets and she actually sounds like she likes the show and like respects the fans? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know really how to act.
I don't know really how to act
when somebody like the co-head writing for the show actually watches the show and actually realizes there are fans that they're trying to please. I think that's awesome.
That's the first head writer so far. Has had that contact with the fans and is listening, and you know they're getting bombarded with every fan base. Every fan base is telling them what they want. I know I'm telling
them.
Really overrunning the thing. And I know as a Tony and Anna fan and whatever, I know I've been tweeting her. I don't know, but I know I'm being bombarded. anybody that's a Tony or Anna fan has to get on there and tweet them too. And to Duel and to NBC Days and everything. So I've been told they're looking at that.
They're looking at anything that's at number sign
Dool.
The hashtag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
since Sony's still down. I tried today just to see out of curiosity, and it's still down.
Yes. Are they ever going to bring that up? I kind of missed that.
Oh, and Save Jack, our Wiki Days of the Diva of Duel show, she says Soap Opera Weekly has a cover stating Brian is back. Oh. And
really?
I hope it's not one of those phony like Brian is back. Oh, he stopped by
Brian
to say hi to
what?
Everyone. Hopefully it's like legit. But, oh, that's cool. Was it this week's episode or issue?
Missy and
or Rex said either that or probably SOP Weekly. SOP Weekly? I don't know.
Soap Weekly.
Anyway, one of them sounds like was reporting that he's back, but interesting. But, I hope if they do bring Brian back that they actually – I hope the prop department returns Lucas's balls to him so he can actually use them. Because they emasculated Lucas. Lucas was always kind of, but I love Lucas. I love Brian. And I just want him to be so over the whole – Chloe beating him down and everything and all that crap. I want him to come back.
She'll be gone.
It would even be cool if he came back with a dark side. That would be awesome.
A demure side.
Yeah.
He's a Horton. I know he's coming back because all the Hortons and Bradys are getting together and having this big old reunion here. But wait, they can't forget about the Demiras and the villains either. They have to keep that. I hope they keep that family because it can't be all good people, all good guys. We still need the bad guys.
Yeah.
So
maybe we can talk about, let's see, the scenes that I pretty much fast-forwarded through most of the week of the 3 days that we're on. Anything with Taylor in it, off the top.
Taylor.
I think I slept through the graduation, but I fast-forwarded through most of
Taylor's.
Oh,
DJ proposed. Wasn't that so romantic?
He did? I missed that.
Yeah. at the end of Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday's show, he proposed. He got down on one knee. It was like, gag me. Like,
oh,
EJ,
yeah,
say it like you mean it. Come on, James. That wasn't even a James. It was like when, like, I didn't even want to say yes. Like, there was one time with Sammy. I don't know. He was proposing to Sammy. So, Sammy, will you just make up with him already? You know? He was so, like, please. You know, I'll do it. If you know, I'll marry him if you don't want to. Not this time. It was like,
it was
so lame.
Rex and Save Jack are in there saying, yeah, Lucas can come back and kick Dan's ass away from his sister. And Rex says that, and then Save Jack says, Jack can hold him down while Lucas kicks Dan.
Jack and,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, Jack and Jen
and
said.
And then Kate can insert a poison needle and finish him off.
Yeah. Now, Jack and Jen said, did EJ have 50-minute recovery from the beating? Yes, I wanted to bring that up. He got beat up so bad. Did you see his eye was all swelled up one day? The next day, he is home, and there's not a mark on him.
His
face was beautiful again, which is great. I love that. You know, the face is beautiful again, but come on.
Considering that the beating was so...
I mean, it was
so
severe
that I had to fast forward through it because it was making me sick.
Yes, and now he's walking like, you know, and I'm sure he got his, and Brady was kicking him, so he had to have broken ribs.
He would have had collapsed lungs, broken ribs, broken nose, probably an eye hanging out of his socket. You know, come on.
That's true. That's about what it was with the 15-minute recovery.
He's pretty and all. I mean, he is pretty and all, but, you know, still. Oh, and you mentioned earlier, we were talking earlier in the day, that the other downside was, which day was it that Brady, was it Friday and Monday's show episode that Brady was in a towel, you know, like nothing but a towel for most of the episode?
Oh, yes.
And then, then he put clothes on, and the week just progressively went worse.
Yeah, walked into the Cheating Heart with Dario and Melanie, and it's like, he had his clothes on, and it was like, he still looks darn good with his clothes on, but, you know.
Yeah. How much did you love Victor and Maggie? I loved how she planted that on him. Woo!
Oh, did she plan? Well, I'll give you something to think about. Oh, did she? I loved it. I loved it. She just turned around and walked away. The look on his face was like, John Aniston really was like, I think maybe she is good enough for me. So I love it. Maggie, the little bad girl in Maggie's coming out.
I love it. Fiery pistol there. Woohoo! I love it.
Yeah, they are hotter than any young couple in their 20s or 30s, let me tell you. They're harder than EJ and Taylor. Ooh, you know, come on.
Because the acting, they have had good writing for it, but the actors have added their own element to it. And I hope this isn't something, I know Suzanne Rogers' voice is concerned as well, and John Aniston, I think, is possibly as well, but I just hope that they don't ruin that after all these, like, almost 2 years of buildup. It's like, they better not ruin Victor and Maggie, you know? I mean, I love that they have had obstacles, and they've been up and down and everything, but that's been it's been so fun honestly, that's been the highlight of the episodes sometimes lately.
The best on the whole show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of the classic soap elements that they're actually employing. And of course, Stefano and Kate, I always have to mention them because I love them. But I hope they aren't ruined by the new
I just don't like what they're doing with Kate. You know,
I hate the whole
Chad. Now, not only is she messing in her own kids, now she's starting with their stepkids. I mean,
I'm trying
to break them up. Why? I know Stefano don't like her either.
Two power couple, this power couple, they've got these multi-million-dollar businesses that they run, and they've got all this other stuff. And they've got a hot little marriage themselves. I mean, you know, you think Stefano would really, I mean, he'd be thinking about being with his wife more than he'd be thinking about who Chad's with. But, I can see they're trying to twist the angle that, well, Kate's motivation is keeping Stefano alive and vital and interested in life. But I'm thinking, I think she pretty much does that already, just walking into the room. I mean, the guy's got something to live for, right? I mean, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, I just wish the writers would give up on that already.
And he's very sexy himself. So, you know, I think, why do they have to diminish those two powerful, amazing, multi-layered characters? Why do they have to diminish them to being, you know, breaking up Chad and Abby? Now, I know that that's a common soap element, and it's been that way forever. The older generation always meddles. But wasn't it refreshing when
Kate
was in her
meddling
mode? You know, but wasn't it refreshing that she was away from the whole meddling thing for a while, and it was so nice? I'm looking forward to Corporate Kate. I hear that she's going to be arriving this fall, so I'm very excited.
Oh.
Corporate
Kate.
We've seen some wardrobe indications of that. So let's hope. Let's hope for that. So who knows? But
And the whole thing with Chloe and her, you know, convening Chloe with, you know,
that whole thing's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. So I hope they do give the Quinn character something better to do. I hope he get him into a nice, bad guy, more gray, you know, area. Bad guy, good guy, I guess he could be.
Yeah, I haven't figured out where he's going to fit into things, but
I don't know how he's going to fit in. Yeah, especially with Vivian leaving, you know, how he's going to fit in.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean, because I actually have enjoyed their scenes when they dug up the whole, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't
see more
like
of
the
that
way
backstory,
it was like.
Maybe.
Yeah, the backstory stuff I like, you know, and I like their scenes. So, I mean, while I think they've totally underused and incorrectly used Louise Sorrell last year.
They completely messed her talents up. I mean, she could be really good.
Yeah.
It's a good villain if they did it right.
Yeah.
Instead of the stupid way they did it.
So at least they're giving us some of this, you know, relationship with her son kind of stuff. But, I was really surprised to hear that he was coming back. Now, he's a very attractive man. He seems
I was surprised.
He's fine acting-wise.
He's got the looks and the charm and the women.
You know,
now
we got to figure out who's his real daddy. Maybe that will play into maybe they've figured out that they're going to use that somehow down the road. That's the only thing I can think of is if they're keeping him, aside from the fact that, I mean, even though I, as a character, I could care less. He is pretty hot, you know. If they write him well and they give him a good story for, you know, unlike what he's had so far, maybe so. I mean, there are about 10 people I'd rather see come back first, but, you know, at least. But I mean, you know, I'm willing to give the guy a shot. He really didn't have one with this story, but it's a shame that he had to come into this whole pimping thing. I mean, of all things, it was at least it could have been something else. I don't know. Who knows? But so we'll see how that goes. The Melanie and Dario thing, the sooner Dario's gone, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah,
Melanie. Nothing against the actor. He seems like a sweet guy, and I feel bad for him that he's lost his job already and everything. And no reflection on him, but, you know, it just – to me, the Dario thing was not working. It didn't work out of the gate. I mean, in fact,
they need to get rid
the
of
minute
all
I
the
realized
Hernandez
they were
going to... I'm concerned with.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no place for them.
What
are they
going
to do with Gabby? I can't see why she... And she's probably a beautiful girl. She's nothing against the actress, but what are they going to do with her? If they're going to make Will gay, what the heck are they going to do with her?
She's going to be his confidant, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe, or
she's
best friend,
be his
I guess.
Psychiatrist? Best buddy?
Or his
I
best
know.
Friend? Maybe his best friend,
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe actually it would be more interesting that way, because they don't have
And I guess Rafe's sticking around, too, unfortunately.
Both of them. Please tell me at least the
Hernandez. Oh, please,
not
both. After a while, the one.
Ugh,
I don't know. I think the fake one is a little better than the real one. It's more What did somebody say something
Even
about it? Did somebody make the quote about the messing with the brain? And they said, how can you mess with the brain when there wasn't one there to begin with? Did EJ say that?
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's
there
right.
There was something.
That was
How could he get convicted? You could always use a defense. How can EJ get convicted of messing with Ray's brain?
He's an airtight alibi.
when he never had one to begin with.
Brain.
I don't know.
That was Previews that tweeted that. That was great.
Yeah, I heard. Read that somewhere.
Wiki Days in here says Quinn is named Hudson. I remember reading that now. Thank you for reminding us. And Rafe's Emily was Emily Hudson. Yeah, there's something going on there. Please
What's
don't
that?
Tell me he's another Hernandi, though. You know, Quinn better not be another Hernandi.
What's about? I didn't hear what you said about Quinn.
He saved Jack, and I did read this somewhere too. Save Jack reminded us that Quinn is named Hudson, and Rafe's Emily was Emily Hudson, the one that his Rafe's wife that was killed in the car accident. Blah blah blah.
Oh, is that Quinn's last name, Hudson?
So maybe
I didn't catch that.
Her brother or something? I don't know, but that would be really obscure. Not that. Could
yeah, because he's from Australia. Yeah.
But anyway, the Australian Hernandez clan. Good one, Save Jack. Rex is suggesting that maybe he can kill Rafe. There you go. He's out for revenge. And he's really in Salem to see.
Have they ever run into? They have never seen each other, right? Quinn and Rafe.
No, I don't think so.
They've never run into each other. Oh, okay.
Oh, this Grace 22 me in the chat room just said, mm-hmm. just started watching Days again. What's with Brady and Melanie? Well, they had like a brother sister dynamic. I mean, they had like a brother sister dynamic, but there was
there might be a little bit more than there.
And I think there's probably some sexual attraction there. They've never done anything, but they have definitely had an attraction to one another. Hang on. Let's see. Just a second. Hello?
Hello? I'd like to order a large pepperoni pizza, please.
Sorry, I'm new at this dashboard thing. The fireworks
finally get her on, huh? Fireworks good?
Yeah, they were great.
Everybody, hi, Dave is back. Sorry you were on hold for a while. I didn't see it.
Was she on hold for a while?
Couple minutes. I was gonna text Mary Ann.
Sounds familiar now.
Yeah, I was gonna text Mary Ann, but I thought she was the one running the dashboard. I was gonna text her. I was like, I'm on hold.
We started out with technical issues.
Anna's trial run here, right, Anna?
I signed in as the Diva of Duel, and I said I feel like such a fraud. So I've been trying to tell people it's not you. But let's go. Glad to have the Diva of Duel here.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were just explaining one of the people, Grace, in the chat room was asking about Brady and Melanie, and I think we've tried to cover that.
Kiss,
I think
though.
That
there was a kiss.
They did kiss. There is some sexual tension, but they've had more of a brother sister dynamic for a long time, and now it may be a little bit moving into something else. We don't know. Yes, Safe Jack. I'm enjoying the power, muhahahaha, like any De Niro would. Just kidding.
Just kept her on hold all night, Anna, huh?
Yeah, for real.
Well, you know, this little chat room box covered up where you were, and I just happened to move it, and I'm like, oops, there's somebody waiting. So I'm trying to do the chat room and watch.
That's my big complaint. I don't know why they don't do that as a split screen. If they do it as a split screen, you could look for colors and look at the chat room at the same time. That's common sense.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So far, I think we're doing okay, but we haven't, crashed the blog talk thing or anything. So you had good fireworks?
Yeah, it was really nice. And they had a brass band performing, so that was cool.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's some culture, yes.
Cool.
I wanted to say there is a spoiler out there that I guess Brady, I think the week of July 11th, realizes he's in love with Melanie. But Melanie
I knew that was going to happen.
But Melanie thinks that he's with Nicole, but I guess he takes a drunken Nicole back to her hotel room. So Melanie is alone with Dario, but she thinks that Brady's with Nicole. And that's the 11th. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
The sooner she dumps Dario, the better.
Yeah, but I don't want Brady and Melanie together. He's just too old for her. I mean, he's, what,
40?
Yeah,
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I love their brother-sister dynamic.
Older men and younger women? Yeah. I don't know.
But
I kind of like them together. Although I do like Nicole and Brady, I think, the best.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my preference, I think. I've always liked them together.
We were talking about Brian Dottillo that they're saying in the chat room, Rex and Save Jack were saying that they're either Soap Opera Weekly or one of the mags has reported that he's coming back. So I haven't.
For real?
I went on Merriment.
I haven't
saw
seen
that
it
rumor
anywhere.
On Twitter.
I saw the rumor on Twitter,
to,
and I can't find it anywhere else.
I went to Fairman, and I didn't see it. And you said you went to Daytime Royalty, and you didn't see it there. So we'll
see.
I don't know.
Did you try?
And I didn't
see
anything more on Twitter.
Yeah. Did you check the Rubber Digest?
I wouldn't be surprised. I would love for it to happen, but you know.
Yeah.
I already,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We were just saying that we. I don't know who's. Who, go ahead. I don't know who you were saying to go ahead. We were saying earlier that we'd like Lucas to come back and, you know, kick Daniel's ass for getting with his sister. And they were saying, yeah, Jack could hold him down. And I said, yeah, and Kate could come in with a poison needle and finish him off. And we could do it all on Alice's couch. I think she would be the one that one. I mean, as opposed to...
And Lucas needs to have his balls back this time.
Yeah,
no wimpy,
that's what I said. Yes.
Mama's
I said
boy.
Prop department,
maybe a dark
needs
side.
To return Lucas's balls.
Please, yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. I have a feeling he'll be back.
Oh, okay. But in the mag, Rex is saying, but in the mag it says, could they be coming back? Okay.
Yeah.
So
could they
weekly,
be coming
okay.
back? See? Yeah.
Oh, it's
so
on
it's
the
not...
cover. Okay. So it's
you know
there.
How they word things on the outside, then you go in the inside, and it's completely whatnot with, you know, something different.
But you never know, because usually when they put stuff out there like that, there's some grain of truth to it. So, or maybe they're just wishful thinking like we are.
It's like Donna Marlene. Everyone knows they're coming. They're probably coming back, but yes, it's not official yet, and they're not saying anything.
There's rumors that they were on the set recently. Deidre,
that was there. Yeah, I'm thinking they just need their contracts negotiated. I think that's I think so. It's just not complete yet. So
Carrie, did you see the Victor and Maggie scenes this week? We were talking about that earlier.
Basically, I was either swimming this week or I was painting. So lucky for me, I was either swimming this week or painting. I missed almost the entire week. Oh, you know, I
it was
did
only
see
on
it.
3 days.
I did see it because that one, Melanie said Maggie had to go talk to Victor and get him out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did see that. It was cute.
And she
said, I'll give you
poop.
Something to think about. And she really kissed him, and she turned around and walked out.
Mm.
Yeah. She says, well, I'll give you something to think about. And then he just had
I loved it.
Funny look. The look on his face was priceless. Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
And he's
thinking
maybe you are
it.
Good enough for me. Yes.
He's like, give me some more of that, Red.
Yeah, come back.
Oh,
I felt bad.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I felt bad because Maggie spent all that time decorating the Brady pub for Will's graduation, and she wasn't there.
And she wasn't there.
No,
Horton,
and Julie
no, Horton
wasn't there,
was there
either. Yeah, Julie wasn't there.
Was a fail.
Neither was Jen or nobody from Lucas's side.
Kate, Grandma?
Or Kate. Nobody from Lucas, his dad.
It would have been awesome. It would have been awesome to have Kate and Stefano there. You know, it's like come
didn't
on,
even have his grandfather
there.
Roman wasn't even there.
No, Roman wasn't
really.
There.
I mean, why did they even do that? I mean, other people graduate and they become doctors within 3 weeks. Why does Will have to have an actual graduation party if nobody significant is going to be there with him? I mean, it was stupid. That was just stupid.
Yeah, what the point was really? There was
we don't like Kate and Stefano, the power couple of Salem, the dark power couple of Salem, the dark king and queen of Salem, to be reduced to meddling in Chad and Abby's life, which I think they're a cute couple. You know, I don't mind.
They
but
are
I mean,
cute.
Come on,
I like them.
We've had a couple of years where Kate wasn't obsessing over her kids, particularly. And not meddling constantly, and it was so refreshing. And then, like, her whole world revolved around making sure that Chad doesn't get with Abby because that will upset her husband. And I'm like, come on, people. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Stefano needs a new project in the basement.
Yeah,
I say he's keeping Faye there. He's keeping real Faye down there. He needs to start paying attention to her for a while. No, but I don't know. So, okay, so the any other spoilers coming up? Honestly, I haven't even been reading spoilers lately because it's like, I just know it's
not
gonna...
I haven't even heard spoilers, no.
You know, Marianne, you mentioned something.
I remember when Nicole accidentally, when she gets drunk, she lets the fake Rafe out of the warehouse because he convinces her he's the real Rafe. And Taylor actually walks into the Demira Mansion and sees both Rafes at the same time.
Oh.
Yep. So hopefully this will be wrapped up soon.
Who's Jesus?
Taylor.
Oh, gosh, I hate her. Ugh.
Yeah, some of them.
She cannot be gone soon enough.
Yeah, this jailer engagement is probably not going to last long, I don't think. Unless she's really...
We were saying about the proposal. Even James Scott was like, didn't make it very believable at all.
I mean, can you imagine trying to make that crap believable? I don't care if you're an Academy Award-winning actor. You can't make crap like that believable. I'm sorry. And I'm not even saying that from a purely jammy standpoint. I mean, I like them better than the other combinations lately, but I mean, it's not from that standpoint. It's just, it's a bad, poorly written, like poorly conceived, poorly written, just awful waste of air time, you know, and it's just painful. It's actually painful to watch. And I mean, I'm not trying to dog on Tamara Braun. I mean, she's obviously an Emmy Award winning actress. It's not, you know, that. But I just cannot stand that character. I can't stand the way they're writing the quote-unquote romance. So completely unbelievable. And it's like, it really does almost, I mean, doesn't almost seem, almost seems like James is not at all convinced himself from the character's perspective that he's in love with her, because it sure doesn't come across. And I'm not trying to dog on him, because he's a very talented actor, but it just... It's almost like he's probably reading this going, oh my God, not again.
What's the whole way that they,
It's pretty bad, though. It's pretty bad when, as bad as it was before, you actually long for Natalia Livingston to be in the role. I mean, it's like, if they were going to have it. But I think the reason they changed actors, well, the first one wasn't working that well, in my opinion, either. But I thought Tamara might be okay, but she made it worse. I mean, not she, but
she made
the
it
writing
worse.
Or whatever. The writing made it worse or whatever, but it's just a horrible character, like somebody, Save Jack is saying. It's a horrible character.
She didn't have the right look for one thing,
writing.
I don't think.
No, and you know, she comes across as all like biker chick now. It's almost like, I'm going to take you down, boy. You know, I don't know. It's just like, meet me out in the backyard and I'll kick your ass, dude. You know, I don't know.
She took Hope down. Yeah, right.
I thought that was funny. I mean, not that she took Hope down, but just that it's like, oh, brother. And then, I don't know. It just, I mean, like, did she not realize that was nighttime? I mean, if nighttime Hope had been there, she'd have kicked her ass. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know. I don't know. Let's just hope for September. I thought, ironically, the first episodes that the new writers are airing is September 23rd, and that's sadly the last day that All My Children is on the air. So.
Wow. Oh, is that their last date? No.
Yeah, that's their last air date, September 23rd, and the first air date for the new writers' scripts is September 23rd. So.
Now we've got a while to go yet. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I just, you know, I can see maybe they cast Tamara Braun, recast with her because Taylor became all holier than thou and feisty and in your face and all. Maybe they didn't think Natalia could be convincing that way. But if nothing, it's made the character even worse because now she's like totally hypocritical and judgmental and everything, whereas at least she sort of had some redeeming qualities beforehand. It's like now, it's like she's just an obnoxious, annoying little twit that is going around pointing fingers at everyone, being completely blinded by scarf love, more like barf love, you know, then it's just, so bad. Just so bad. So I fast forward through most of their stuff. I don't know. Anything else, Marianne? Did you have anything on your list?
Well, I know the 4th of July episode coming up is supposed to be a take on different
movies.
Oh, that
should be fun.
Yeah, like Black Swan and True Grit.
I mean, why couldn't they have done
just something different,
Godfather?
I guess. It could be interesting.
The only thing I'm bummed out about is Kate and Stefano aren't in it. Wouldn't they be perfect
as
like a Godfather thing or something?
That would have been good.
Wouldn't that have been awesome?
Yeah, there's certain
ones.
I think Grace and Sammy aren't in it either. There's only certain.
Yeah,
there's only a certain group of them that are in.
Yeah.
I think Doug and Joel
whatever.
Are Doug and Joel in there?
But it sounds interesting.
Maybe not,
It sounds like it'll be an interesting episode. I think it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I think Roman. There was a Roman sighting. There was a Roman sighting.
Yeah, Roman's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was different.
And then Carrie, we started off talking about Nelson.
Oh, geez.
Beginning of the hour.
We started out about
that. Do you want to add anything on that one?
For my rant on the blog. Well, like I said, I was trying to be nice and let the whole thing go, but I can't believe Michael Fairman gave two completely softball interviews to Crystal and Nelson. He didn't. I'm not a journalist.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we were talking about him.
We were just saying that he was more fair than the others, but I forgot about that. He did give some softball interviews to them. You're right. Very good.
You never hear him bashing, it's like what Nelson does.
We were saying he's a lot better than Nelson. He's at least professional. He's getting paid to do what he's doing. He's at least being more fair and not, like, rude and crude like Nelson was. But you're right. He did give some softball interviews.
Because of who they were, I guess,
because if you didn't know what they were talking about, you didn't learn anything from the interview. All you have is two people proclaiming to be innocent, but he doesn't tell you what the accusation was. You know what I mean? It was just bizarre. Like, he didn't ask Nelson, like, why did you tweet that Kristen Alfonso is an anorexic bitch? Why did you do that? He didn't ask. Why did you go to Krista Chappelle's chat and ask her fans to save your job, even though he's in her line and he was cut for budget reasons. No,
and then she stood up for him.
Right. And she did,
Because her head was so far up his rear.
It was a sickening interview. And I just couldn't believe it. Now whole thing's to bed now. Well, it's like, no, it's not. Even with that whole thing, Nelson still pimped Crystal Chappelle in that interview. He mentioned Venice.
Of course.
And he still bashed Melody Thomas Scott again. It's like,
I saw that. That was rude.
It's like,
what a bitch.
He didn't learn anything.
He learned nothing. And on top of that, he told the truth finally that TV Guide Canada isn't a real magazine. It is a website.
Right.
And this crap, I took down my Twitter account because it's a distraction. It's like, no, people were calling out on your shit, and that's why you took it down.
Yeah.
Well,
like I said, because you had said you were people-friendly because someone had commented, well, what, do you not like gay people or something? You're like, no, I'm people-friendly. I like everybody. I want everybody to have a fair shot. And I was saying that, if he had taken a shot or if somebody had taken a shot at somebody's sexual orientation, they would have been fired on the spot, So it did take 3 or 4 days for it to happen, but I'm glad that TV Guide Canada did eventually. I'm not that I'm glad anybody gets fired, but it was warranted in this situation because there are so many other times it could have that there were also things that were said. And if he's supposed to be professional and he's getting paid for all this, and he was trying to claim that his column was what brought everyone to TV Guide Canada and all, so I was like, that was interesting. Anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
My blog is about Days of Our Lives. We have people posting there of all different stripes.
Sure.
Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, gay, straight.
And everyone's welcome,
We don't care. Be yourself and post. And, I put out this theory, and it is true, and I've been pointing out for 2.5 years. a lot of the professional, if you want to call them bloggers or journalists, are gay men. And that's cool, and that's fine, because they are a definite, what's the word? Oh, crap. Demographic. Soap demographic.
Yeah,
yeah, it just does seem
fun.
Like they do play a game of CYA when it comes to other gay journalists, or, like I said, I call Crystal Chappelle a gay icon, because it's true. Because, I mean, she did Venice. It's a lesbian web series. And I felt like they were, Michael,
fine, but
yeah, I felt like Michael was, like, I don't know if Michael, maybe Michael, if anybody else would have done that, he would have covered their ass, too, no matter what. But I thought, We Love Soaps went out of their way to cover Crystal's ass. I mean, they actually bashed the people who were bashing Crystal without seeing what Crystal did. All they said was, she didn't defend her coworker. It's like, no, she was egging people on to bash her. You know, it's not the same thing.
And why do you think they had that private chat to begin with? I mean, I don't think it was like, I mean, maybe they have a weekly one. I don't know. But I bet you they called that chat specifically to talk about the whole Nelson thing and how they could support him and rally around him.
I don't know. They actually had the chat. And I saw Nelson on Twitter. Nelson was asking about this chat. He was going to go. So that wasn't anybody impersonating him on Crystal's chat.
Oh, okay.
He said on his Twitter account before he deleted it, he was going to be there, and he asked about it. So, you know.
He was promoting it, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because he wanted
yeah.
more people to be there so that he could tell him to save his job. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But and then it bothered me reading her interview with Soap Opera Digest.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was kind of like, you know, I just want everyone to get along, and it really breaks my
and
heart.
And she
when
didn't
my
do anything wrong.
Her.
She wasn't
and I'm like,
taking
she
accountability
you know,
for what she did.
I understand. You know. I understand defending your fan base. Mm-hmm. I understand. They're people. Everybody's people. You know, fine. But she basically was. It sounded like, you know, I hate it when my people get hurt or my fans get hurt. I'm like, wait a minute here. Yeah, not sure that was how it went down. You know, so
how about someone
know,
else's
whatever.
Fans that were hurt? The one, the
yeah.
actress that was bashed.
How
about
the
their
actress?
Fans?
How
yeah.
about the actress that was
yeah.
bashed? And I mean, it wasn't
right.
just that one comment either. It's been
right.
I mean, and then also like
you didn't,
said,
they
he
never
said
fully
Melody,
explained that. Or said that they were sorry.
And I mean,
if he's been
bashing Melody Scott too. It's like, what is his?
Yeah.
What is she not? Was she not up his butt enough? I mean, is mm-hmm. that why, you know, she didn't get his support? You know, I don't know. But whatever.
I mean, her interview was terrible. She made it seem like, oh, it was just a fan-based war between the boat fans and the cargo
right.
fans. And she was just there to help stop the fight. I was like, really?
No.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
Give me a freaking break. I mean, she retweeted a tweet that said that someone who called the boat fan base vile. She retweeted it. I mean, yeah. She was
yeah,
bashing.
Didn't she say that she talked to Christian and everything was okay? Did I read that somewhere?
Yeah.
That they spoke
and
it was
okay.
That. I think at first Christian didn't even know what was going on at first.
Yeah.
And of course she
yeah.
didn't respond at all. I mean, she didn't even, you know, she was classier and didn't even get involved in or say anything on Twitter at all in reference to it at all
yeah,
that
I
saw anyway.
Yeah, and
because I follow her, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's nuts in every fan base. I mean, no
and
fan base is perfect. And
right.
No.
I mean, these CC and Carbo fans aren't any nicer than any other fan base. They really aren't. So, and I've actually never had a problem with any of the Bo and Hope fans.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
no.
I really don't get involved with the whole Carbo Bo
yeah.
thing. I didn't care.
No.
I didn't care about the triangle. Bo and Hope bore me. I've said that before. I mean, I liked them in the 80s. I thought they were great. But now, I didn't, you know, they kind of bore me. I mean, you know, basically same thing happens. Hope gets mad Bo cheats with an ex. I mean, it happens all the flipping time.
Oh, I'm
kind of
liking them working together again.
Yeah, it's cute now, but, I mean, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's not that. It's not like must-see TV for me. But the same thing, too. I didn't like Carbo at all. You knew Bo was going to end up
like
with Carbo. Yeah, you knew Bo was going to end up with Hope. You know, she was just an affair. You know, that was all. Carly was a mistress. That's all she was. And you know, people need to get over it. She was just an affair. You know, I mean, somehow Bo and Hope are still married though. But I guess they never did get divorced, even though she signed the papers. But, you know, it just... seriously, I would interview Nelson and Crystal. I would be respectful and nice, but I would ask them hard freaking questions, like, what the hell were you thinking, and why did you do this, and why did you do that, and, you know, there's screencasts of what Crystal said. So, I mean, you know, just because she deleted some of them, and she did. So if she didn't do anything wrong, why was she deleting stuff?
Yeah, that's right. Hmm.
So,
yeah.
You can give someone a tough interview without being rude or nasty, but at the same time, I mean, Michael just gave himself all questions because they're friends. But it seems like, too, though, I have no respect for anybody who's friends with Nelson. No respect, especially after what happened. Because if you're friends with Nelson, you basically approve of what he did. That's the way I look at it. You know, if you're defending him now, you proved what he did, and you're a douchebag, too. So.
Oh, and you know what I also thought was sad? Because, I mean, I'm fine with Molly Burnett. I think she seems like, you know, she's fine. I used to like Melanie. Right now I don't, but because she's with Dario, and I can't stand either one of, you know, them together. But I enjoyed them with, the, you know, I enjoyed them with Nathan, with Nate Horton, like that. But you know, I thought the other thing is she tried to pull her into it. She's like, oh, and Molly was getting beat up and da-da-da-da. Like, I guess I was supposed to add sympathy to it. I hated that Molly had to get involved. Well, she didn't have to get involved. It's just she, you know, she's also friends with Nelson. You can tell that she is. And that's fine. I'm not saying you can't be. Whatever, you know. We all have different interests and likes and are drawn to certain people or whatever. I thought it was kind of weird that she pulled her in like that because, I don't know, I didn't see anybody going after Molly. Maybe they did, but I didn't see anybody going after her. And who knows? I mean, I don't know. But
I think people were tweeting to her and tweeting to Casey because Casey was all up in Nelson's butt that night too, saying, what the hell are you doing? Don't you know what this guy's doing? You know, I think that might have been it. I don't think it was anything.
Wait, what's
personal.
Happened? Wait, Casey was saying what?
Casey was all up in Nelson's butt, and they were tweeting each other, I think, that day and the day after.
They were kissing
each other's ass.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that, too, which was unfortunate. But
well, basically, you have these two young actors that really don't get any attention, and so someone gives them attention, and they're flattered, and they're defending him. That's basically what happened. But the thing is, too...
And that's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who's going to turn down love? I mean, you know, if somebody wants to love you, great. You know, I mean...
Right.
But it's just, don't be cruel and rude and obnoxious to other people when, you know, especially when you're talking actors and not characters. But, you know.
Yeah, and...
Oh, well.
I can't remember what the hell I was going to say.
I remember now.
Yeah, it's obvious, if anybody who's ever read Seth's Report or Soapgeist, that Nadia and Crystal were talking a lot to Nelson. And if you remember when it was first being revealed that Melanie was Carly's daughter, Nelson was making all these comments like, oh, poor Crystal, she has to teach Molly Burnett to, how to act before their scenes. So it's like, was that Nelson's opinion? Or was Crystal bashing Molly, you know, whatever it was, 2 years ago?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of nasty comments towards Sean Christian. I don't know if that was from Nadia or if that was from Crystal or if that's from Nelson. I mean, you read it. It's not even really disguised who his source is in almost everything he writes. You know what I mean? You could tell by reading it that Nadia Bjorlin wanted the hell out of Danlow because she kept pitching that she wanted Eric Brady recast or she wanted Broey back or Flowey back. She was constantly pitching another couple in Nelson's story.
Interesting.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, she was constantly pitching to be paired with someone else other than Sean Christian. And there was nasty comments like Sean Christian needs to know how to kiss. I mean,
What?
There was nasty comments on the Suds Report when Danlow was big, making comments like, oh, Sean Christian needs to learn how to kiss and not to swallow his co-star's faces. It's like, well, did Nelson observe that? It's common knowledge. The man does not watch the soaps, okay? He doesn't watch. He gets most of his info.
Somebody else was telling him that.
He gets most of his info because he looks at everybody else's blog and message board and basically copy and paste what they say. And it is common knowledge he does not watch the soaps.
Which, oh, I mean, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
How could you not, yeah, how can you not watch the soap?
If you read what he wrote, he had so many factual errors for a guy who had an editor, which is hard to believe. You know, and some of his opinions were bizarre, and then you could tell he read a contrary opinion. Like, he was praising Francisco San Martin. I'm like, when he first came on, I'm like, are you really? And then after a while, he started kind of bashing him a bit. I mean, you can tell he kind of puts his opinion out there, sees what everybody else says, and then he has something contrary. I mean, it was obvious he wasn't watching the shows. And I've heard rumors he doesn't watch the shows. I mean, you could tell, you know, like I said, I mean, even with my blog, when I broke the Tony DeMiro being killed off blog, if you read my blog and his blog, which was 12 hours later, he practically plagiarized me without linking me.
Oh, yeah.
It was practically.
Yes.
And some of it was fact. Like, I reported Tony DeMiro was being killed off. But the rest of it was my opinion of what was going to happen. And he basically word for word copied what I said. And then he bashed me saying, oh, it was common knowledge Tony was getting killed off. Well, it was common knowledge. How did I break it? Nobody else did. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah, he tried to take the credit for it. Yeah.
He tried to take credit for it and said, I have sources. Well, I had a very good source, too. If I didn't have a very good source, I wouldn't have put it up there. But I was correct.
Didn't somebody else give you credit? Was that Jamie Gunn?
Jamie at Daytime Confidential
gave
me credit, for that.
Yeah,
But it's funny, when we wrote the Louise Sorrell return, we did get credit from Nelson and Daytime Confidential. It's funny, though, because it took 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was an early one. That was, if I remember correctly, right?
Early, yeah.
And that was really early.
Yeah, and Nelson did link me on that one, but it was 3 weeks later. But
yeah.
I didn't get any hits from it either.
Oh, man.
But no, my point was with the Tony DeMiro blog, he flat out plagiarized me.
Mm-hmm.
So. Which proves that he didn't have a source on that. If he had his own source, he would have came out with his original thought about it, and he didn't. He plagiarized my opinion about the Tony DeMiro being killed off. So, yeah. I mean, I actually have a link on the blog. You can read what I said and what he said. It's practically word for word. So, yeah, so, I mean, for me, it's good riddance. The guy was ruining soaps. He wasn't adding any value to any of the soaps. He caused nothing but backstage drama in a lot of these soaps. And his reporting was all about who's kissing my ass this week. And it wasn't about quality acting or anything else. So, I mean, goodbye. I mean, like, when I post on the blog, I'm giving my opinion. No one's kissing my ass because none of the actors are calling me up and talking to me. I'm not hanging out with them. So, you know, I'm just a girl in Pennsylvania. I mean, you know. You know, my opinion's not about ass kissing. I'm giving my honest opinion from a woman who's been watching the show since, I think, 1982. So, you know, that's all my opinions are based on. It's not based on anything. I mean, obviously I have my favorites like everybody else does, but my favorites are based on my experiences watching the show, not someone's kissing my ass. But none of them kiss my ass, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our large corporate sponsors aren't going to interrupt us if we say so.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not getting a bailout from
what we want
either. So, yeah.
Although I will put in an advertisement for @BobHapka.
No, seriously, he needs to start
follow him on Twitter.
Now.
He's awesome.
Mark Hapka's dad. Yeah.
But he's not paying me. I'm just saying that because I love him. I mean, love him. Like, I love following him. Okay. But and Amy Hapka too. Also, Mark's parents are both on Twitter. They're really sweet and fun to follow. So, So it's not like, you know, our corporate sponsors are going to start, like, you know, firing us or something.
Yeah, they're not going to start boycotting us anytime soon. Yeah. I mean, you know, if one of us gets fired, that'd be really odd. none of us are employed.
You are the weakest diva. Goodbye.
Yes, you're out of here. Yeah. Yeah, so that's my opinion about the Hall of Fame. I just couldn't believe the spin. If Crystal and Nelson would have just done a huge mea culpa saying, hey, you know what? I fucked up.
Yes, just say, you know what? I don't know why I did that. I just messed up. I apologize. I should have never said that. Was inappropriate.
Everybody,
but
it would have shut everybody down.
They excused it. They kept trying to make excuses for it. And, like, I don't know. Or, like, they never did it. It's almost like they never did it, and the proof was there. Like, stupid. That's just being stupid.
Yeah, people had screenshots of it. Come on.
I mean, come on.
Once
it's out there, that's the thing. On the Internet, once it's out there, you can't take it back. It's out there.
And the thing of it is, what's really sad about it is that, like, there were fans of Crystal's or / Carly's that were actually, you know, fans of hers that were so turned off by her behavior and her words and her actions and her non-actions that they don't follow her anymore and don't want to have anything to do with her. And I thought, that's pretty telling. I mean, they have the people that did that have a lot of integrity to say, you know what, this is a fan of, you know, I was a fan of this person, but, you know, after seeing this poor display, you know, I don't want to put any part in it anymore. And I, you know, we have some caller, you know, we have some followers of the Diva that were involved with that were fans of Crystal's and then just, you know, really disenfranchised, really upset at the lack of integrity there. But anyway, or at least seemingly lack of integrity displayed by some of that.
I never followed
behavior.
Her in the first place.
Yeah, I don't either, but but anyway, so that's pretty telling. That tells you that something happened that wasn't right if some of her own fans are turning away from her. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I think so far we've managed to talk more on here tonight about this week's shows than actually aired. We only had
Yeah, I think we covered everything.
I think we pretty much did. Anybody in the chat room have anything? I think we're... Carrie, did you have anything else? Or you still there? Carrie? Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Maybe her line went dead.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Hello?
Anna?
Hello?
Oh,
hey
Anna.
There.
Hey,
oh, there you are.
Why,
we lost you.
Yeah, my phone died. Yeah. So I got to
know.
Yeah,
the worst thing.
Yeah, before my phone died, I was just saying, if Nelson and Crystal said, hey, I fucked up, I'm sorry, and, you know, apologized to Christian and her fans, I'd have been, okay, cool. Seriously, that would have been my response.
We were just talking about that. Yeah, that's what we were saying. Yeah.
But they
would have shut everybody down. I mean, why keep talking
just,
about
just
it?
Just admit
if you,
it.
If you say, well, you know,
They chose to cover their asses. And things, too, Crystal didn't even have to run around giving out all these interviews. She could have just shut up about the whole
thing. Yeah, shut up.
I mean, Nelson had to say
something. Yeah, she just made it worse.
Yeah.
Especially
Nelson,
when she's saying, well, Christian and I have talked about it. I'm like,
Right. Yeah,
I wonder if she really, but Christian didn't really, what did she tell Christian? Christian probably didn't know anything.
Probably, I don't think,
unless she was told after the fact.
I don't know. But I know she wasn't.
I'm sure her fans told her, though. I'm sure her fans let her know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the truth. Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I think Crystal is either she's done filming or she has one more to do after they come back from their break. But Crystal's almost done. So.
Yeah. Well, and what's confusing about that is I heard that her last air date is September 22nd, which would mean 3 months in advance, which I don't think they're taping 3 months in advance now. I think it's 2 months.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
I thought it was 2 months, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they wrapped it early. Maybe it was supposed to be, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I heard the rehab storyline starts August 30th. So I don't know how long that's going to take.
Yeah, see, I thought in August is when it, the real – I think September 23rd is when this big event's supposed to happen. But I think the new writers start in August.
Oh, because I thought Marlene said that their first on-air scripts are September 23rd and the big event's the 26th.
Oh, okay.
Like
see, I was here in August, too,
the,
I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Well, one of her first tweets, she said, oh, we're writing, we just did our first, air, you know, whatever, and it said something about, I thought, what, they're 3 months ahead? Well, anyway.
Yeah, that's
know.
What I couldn't understand. That would be 3 months ahead. June, July, August, September, yeah.
I don't know. oh, well. It's like, we know we have several more weeks of pain before, let's see. I'm just thinking if they could get a, like, maybe, like, somebody's having a late prom in the middle of the summer, and, like, a prom limo takes out Taylor, Dario, Grace,
yeah, we're going to have a murder
two,
mystery, maybe.
One.
I don't know.
Maybe, you know.
How are we getting? They're
well,
all just leaving town?
Well, I have a feeling, okay, my
you have to kill somebody. Everybody has
well,
to get killed off
well,
somehow.
My guess with Carly's departure, it has something to do, I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with the drug thing, probably. But
yeah, drug rehab,
I know
maybe.
Peter Reckle tweeted to Molly that she knocked it out of the park, as usual, and somebody said, and she said something about, I just got the feeling that, okay, somebody had just said that Crystal had taped her last day, and that same 24-hour period, Peter is tweeting to Molly that she knocked it out of the ballpark and, oh, it was really emotional, da da da. So something must happen that Crystal, maybe she goes off to rehab, I don't know, or maybe she dies, I mean Carly, maybe she dies, I don't know, but I know that Molly, Peter, and Crystal would be involved in the scenes based on the tweeting. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But,
yeah, I mean, it would make sense to kill off Carly. This, I don't think they're ever going to hire Crystal Chabot back, to be honest with you.
Probably not.
After all this, I mean, yeah, I don't think
and
so.
And from what she said, too, she left with bad blood back in the early 90s, too. So it's like, okay, well, she's had two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that she's had two hissy fit exits. Then, you know, maybe it's time to let her go. I mean, I understand that.
Well, besides, she's on to bigger and better things, apparently.
Well, yeah, she's
you know.
Busy. She's got stuff to do.
Yeah,
you know, she's not unemployed. So.
Yeah, she said. Well, she was talking about spending time with her kids and everything. She, you know, whatever. You know, great. More power to you. But you know, I just, you guys are both right. I just wish there had been some sort of apology issued rather than, you know. Even if it was one of those lame, if I offended anyone, I apologize. I hate it when people say, if I've offended someone. Of course you offended someone or you wouldn't be apologizing. But, you know, it's like if she had at least issued some sort of, you know, look, I'm really sorry, things got out of control, things that were said or support was given in the direction of people that shouldn't have been or, you know, whatever, fine. But, you know, that's not what happened, so oh well. But, we'll move on. So, I don't know. Anything else on the list?
Oh, okay. I think we covered everything
okay.
that I had
okay.
written down.
Wiki Days agreed that last air date for Carly is September 22nd. And September 23rd was a special epi Marlene tweeted about. Okay. And her writing starts September 26th. I don't know. I'm pretty sure she said the 23rd was her first episodes, but I could be wrong. Oh, well. Heck, it's still a few months away. We got to live through the rest of this Taylor crap before we get back to this. Well. I think we covered it, girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want to play the music, you have to press the little play button.
Okay. All right, well, anybody, we're so formal around here.
Thank you, Anna.
I guess until, you're welcome. It was fun. It was fun having control of the dashboard.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No.
It is fun.
Just kidding.
Uh-oh.
No, but thank
you. We created a monster.
Oh, I was already there. I was just in hiding.
Yeah.
No, We
all had to get our feet wet.
Wait, let me get my Stefano impression. First this, then the world. Okay, world, Earth. That wasn't a very good Stefano impression. But, yeah. Well, but anyway, thanks, guys, for all the chat room support. It's always entertaining to read everything in there. And thanks for Wiki Days for and everybody for giving us the information in there. And those of you who listened in. And thanks, Marianne and Carrie. I'm glad you got to make it in. And
Thank you. Wish
Madeline well on her 4th of July weekend that she's doing. And hope y'all have a – y'all, my Texan came out. Hope y'all have a great weekend.
Y'all have a nice 4th of July.
Okay. Oh, I'll have to check Save Jackson retweet. Okay, I'll check that out. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. And then,
okay.
Amateur hour here. Let me see. I just pressed the thing to play the music. So once we hear the music – all right. Good night. Bye.
Night.
There we go.
There you go.
Good job.
Night, everyone.
All right. Can I hit end episode?
Yep. You do that and it's over.
End episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.